الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى صدق الله العظيم. Brothers, normally the tafsir continued on the beginning of the Quran Kareem, and we have reached Surah Taha in the 16th juz, and in the month of Ramadan we suspend that for the duration of the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, we discuss those ayat, those verses or those surahs which are most pertinent to our lives. Last year, for example, in the month of Ramadan, we had discussed Surah Kahf because of the great virtue that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had attached to that surah. This year, inshallah, we will discuss the last few surahs of the Quran Kareem, and more importantly, because they are recited by most of us over our imams in our salat. The great sage of the age, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahumullah, in discussing a few points of enhancing the quality of our salat. How do we gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Amongst various points, one important point that he has made mention of is to understand what we are reciting. These are messages that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us, and like we hear so frequently from our ulama-i kiram, when we are reciting the Quran Kareem out of namaz, then it is as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us. When we are reciting in our salat the Quran Kareem, then it is as though we are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a dialogue with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this attempt that we are making inshallah in this month of Ramadan after the Fajr between 7 and 10 minutes is to try and understand not only the Quran Kareem, but try to understand what we are reciting in the Quran so that we may enhance the quality of our salat inshallah. So at the very outset, let us try and make our niyat and our intention that we learn whatever we learn, whatever we pick up, so inshallah it will enhance the quality of our salat. The surah that we are beginning with today is Surah Ad-Duha, and Duha in actual fact refers to the morning light or the actual light that comes after the sun becomes bright. Now in certain verses, certain surahs of the Quran, there were occasions sometimes that had taken place in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and these incidents that had taken place in the terminology of the commentators is known as shani nuzul. In other words, the circumstances in which some particular surahs or some particular ayat of the Quran Kareem was revealed. With regards to Surah Wad-Duha, the ulama, the commentators have expressed that certain things took place in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam which created difficulty upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst them, three very important things that happened. One was this, that after the wahi, after the revelation had come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for some time, that revelation was suspended by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that period of time had got so used to the wahi, the revelation that came down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that became difficult for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bear. Secondly, in that same period of time, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cut his finger. And in cutting his finger, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had gone through some physical pain. And because of that, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam for a night or two had missed his tahajjud salat. So we will find that there were three great difficulties that had come upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was a difficulty insofar as his nubuwat was concerned. One was a difficulty insofar as his spirituality was concerned. And the third difficulty that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had gone through was as far as his physical body is concerned. And hence, at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the Baytullah, and Nabi alayhi salatu was salam in one narration holds on to the khilaf of the Baytullah, and Nabi alayhi salatu was salam there begins to cry and make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In response to the dua of Allah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals this most beautiful surah, and at the very beginning of the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes two qasams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes two oaths. Now we also know that when we take an oath, generally we will take it because we believe that the opposite party does not believe what we say. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes these various oaths, as we heard in the salat, wa shamsi wa duhaha, and various oaths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, is to emphasize the point that is coming forward, to show us that there is a very, very important point, or important points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these two qasams, wa duha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the first qasam by the qasam and the oath of the morning light. Now here it is a particular time, the sun rises, then the sun becomes, the heat of the sun becomes intense, the day becomes bright, the day becomes hot, and that is the time, the mid time between sunrise and zawal, that is basically plus minus the time of duha. So obviously when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of this particular time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also makes reference to particular occasions. When we look at the Quran Kareem, we look at the hadith of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam, at the time of duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given two anbiya alayhi salat wa salam, two prophets of his, great victory. One was Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam, qala maw'idukum yawm az-zinati wa ay yuhshara an-nasu duha. At that time when Musa alayhi salat wa salam had gone into the competition with the magicians, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him victory, it was this time of the day, between sunrise and zawal, exactly the middle time of that morning, the mid-morning period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam victory. So here Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is standing at the Baytullah, he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is taking qasam of this particular time, like how I had given victory to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam at that particular time, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I take qasam of that time that you will also be victorious. And then the second victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's own life. Fateh Makkah, in this month of Ramadan, the conquest of Makkah that had taken place, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Makkah Mukarramah also at the time of duha, at the time of the mid-morning, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was victorious, without lifting up any arms, without any bloodshed, he entered Makkah Mukarramah, forgiving the people of Makkah Mukarramah, giving the people of Makkah amnesty, and after doing all that, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up and performed 8 rakats of salatul duha. In the terminology, in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, we generally refer to it as salatul chas, the namaz of chas, but this is salatul duha that is evident in the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the first qasam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him, and this is important in our lives, that right now things may look bleak, wahi may have stopped, you may have missed your tahajjud, you may have hurt your finger, but the time will come when this victory will most certainly come. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, wa shalli ala 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 ala